This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Governments across Europe are ratcheting up restrictions to try to beat the resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. Doctors are warning that while many of the new cases are in younger people who tend to have milder symptoms, the virus could again start spreading widely among older people, resulting in more serious illnesses. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston Tuesday, the IMF chief economist Chita Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath also stressed that the national monetary and fiscal policy should not be held back. Specifically, she said government should focus on direct aid to households and businesses. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.